Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, World Eaters, How Venture Capital is Cannibalizing the Economy by Catherine Bracey is a work of contemporary business and political economy written from an insider-informed, reform-minded vantage point. Bracey, known for civic technology and equity-focused organizing, examines how the venture capital model has expanded beyond Silicon Valley into large parts of the economy and why that matters for people who are not investors. The book's purpose is not to retell startup folklore, but to interrogate the incentives that shape venture-backed companies, the demand for rapid scaling, the pursuit of market dominance, and the expectation that only a tiny share of investments must deliver extreme returns. Through reporting and interviews across the funding chain, Bracey argues that these incentives can reward practices that weaken labor standards, distort housing and local economies, and encourage regulatory brinkmanship. At the same time, she questions whether the current system reliably produces durable innovation, and she points toward alternative ways to finance and govern growth that prioritize broad-based value creation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the venture capital playbook and its growth imperative. A central topic in World Eaters is the standard venture capital playbook: invest in many startups, push them to grow extremely fast, and rely on a small number of breakout winners to deliver most of the fund's returns. Bracey emphasizes that this model is not simply a neutral financing tool. It is a bundle of expectations that shapes how companies behave, what they optimize for, and how they treat risk. When speed becomes a primary metric, fundamentals like sustainable unit economics, product safety, and long-term stakeholder trust can become secondary. The pursuit of market share can also encourage companies to prioritize expansion over stability, because being first and biggest is often treated as the precondition for eventual profitability or acquisition. Bracey argues that these incentives can make some startups brittle. They must keep raising, keep growing, and keep promising an outsized exit, even when a slower, more durable path would better fit the product, the market, or the community being served. The result is a system that can reward hype and aggressive scaling tactics, while leaving many founders and workers exposed when the growth story collapses. Secondly, power law thinking and the startup monoculture. Bracey devotes attention to how venture capital relies on power law outcomes, meaning a few investments are expected to generate most returns. In practice, this assumption influences what kinds of businesses get funded and which are dismissed as not venture scale, because funds are structured to chase rare, massive exits. Investors may prefer models that can expand quickly across geographies, create network effects, or capture winner-take-most markets. Bracey argues that this selection pressure contributes to a startup monoculture. Many companies are built to fit investor expectations rather than to match the needs of customers or the realities of specific industries. It can also narrow the definition of entrepreneurship, steering founders toward venture patterns even when other funding approaches would be healthier. The book highlights how this dynamic can reduce diversity in both ideas and participants, since access to networks and pattern matching often shape who receives capital. Importantly, Bracey does not present this as a story of individual bad actors alone. She frames it as a predictable consequence of incentives, fund timelines, and portfolio math, which together can push capital toward scale at all costs and away from steady, locally grounded, or infrastructure-heavy innovation. Thirdly, regulatory arbitrage and the move-fast mindset. Another important theme is how venture-backed growth strategies can encourage regulatory arbitrage, entering markets quickly, operating in gray areas, and treating enforcement as a cost of doing business. Bracey points to widely discussed tech-era patterns, where companies scale before rules catch up, then use size and consumer dependence to shape the eventual regulatory outcome. This approach can be attractive to investors because it accelerates expansion and can deter competitors who take a more cautious path. Bracey connects this to the broader move-fast ethos that became influential in technology culture, arguing that it can externalize risk onto workers, consumers, and communities. When a company grows rapidly without established safeguards, harms can be difficult to unwind later, especially if the firm becomes deeply embedded in local transportation, information ecosystems, or essential services. The book also raises a governance question. Regulators have historically focused on banks and public markets, while venture capital has received comparatively less direct scrutiny despite its influence over business formation and market structure. Bracey suggests that if venture capital incentives systematically promote rule bending or delayed compliance, then policy responses may need to address the funding and scaling system, not only individual companies after harm occurs. Fourthly, labor impacts and the reshaping of work. World Eaters links venture capital incentives to changes in labor conditions, especially in sectors where scaling is achieved by shifting costs and risks onto workers. Bracey examines how venture-backed firms can pursue rapid expansion by relying on contracting, temporary labor, and platform-mediated work arrangements that reduce obligations associated with traditional employment. In this view, the pressure to show explosive growth can reward business models that keep labor flexible and expenses variable. Even when that flexibility is borne by workers in the form of unstable income, limited benefits, or reduced bargaining power. Bracey also connects labor outcomes to broader market effects when dominant firms compete on speed and scale. Labor standards can become part of the competitive battlefield, pulling conditions downward across an industry. The book's focus is not solely on individual worker stories, but on the structural logic that produces them: fundraising milestones, aggressive expansion targets, and an expectation that the company must become huge quickly to justify valuations. By placing labor within the venture capital system rather than treating it as a separate social issue, Bracey encourages readers to see how financial design choices ripple into everyday economic life and the lived experience of work. Lastly, alternatives to venture dependence and the case for reform. While the book's critique is sharp, Bracey also explores what it would take to reduce the economy's dependence on the venture model. She argues that many valuable businesses do not require hypergrowth to succeed, but they often face a funding gap because venture capital dominates early-stage narratives and because other sources of patient capital can be harder to access. The book points toward the need for more diverse financing pathways that allow companies to grow responsibly, align with community needs, and avoid growth mandates that distort decision-making. Bracey also stresses that meaningful change likely requires policy and regulatory attention, because the current system gives investors limited motivation to move away from high risk, high payoff behavior when the upside is private and the downside is frequently socialized. Reforms, in her framing, are not anti-innovation but pro-resilience. They aim to encourage competition, protect workers and consumers, and support forms of entrepreneurship that create durable value. This topic ties the argument together by shifting the conversation from whether individual founders should take venture money to how society can build a healthier innovation ecosystem with more accountable incentives. In conclusion, World Eaters is best suited for readers who want to understand the hidden logic behind much of modern tech-driven business founders deciding whether to raise venture money, investors and limited partners evaluating the broader consequences of their allocations, policymakers and journalists tracking market concentration and labor precarity, and general readers curious about why so many services feel optimized for growth rather than quality. The practical benefit is a clearer lens for diagnosing incentives. Instead of treating outcomes like regulatory fights, gig work instability, or boom-bust startup cycles as isolated scandals, the book connects them to the structural math of venture funds, the pressure for blitz-style scaling, and the expectation that a tiny set of winners must compensate for many failures. Intellectually, it contributes to a growing body of writing that challenges Silicon Valley triumphalism by asking who bears the costs of disruption and who captures the gains. What helps the book stand out among neighboring titles on tech power and inequality is its sustained focus on venture capital as an underlying engine rather than treating platforms alone as the primary story. By centering financing incentives and their spillovers into housing, labor, and competition, Bracey offers a framework for imagining innovation that is ambitious without being extractive, and for debating reforms that match the scale of venture capital's influence. If you would like to support Catherine Bracey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.